Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I am a creative life coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of the book, The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have Holly Sharp as my guest today. Join us for a conversation about her book, Dream It and Do It, and how and why her daughter inspired her to write it. Welcome, Holly.
Thank you so much, Margo.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. I think your book just seems like such a great idea. And so why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about yourself and about why you wrote it, and a little bit about how your daughter helped inspire you to write it. So let's start there.
Sure. So Dream It and Do It is a book with 100 different stories, the short stories, and each one focuses on a different real life person with a different career that can hopefully inspire kids to think about what interests they might have as they get older. And I was inspired to write it because I have a 9-month-old daughter, and when I was getting ready for her baby showers, I was asked by a number of different people if I would be willing to get a book instead of a card. So I was, you know, really thinking a lot about what books I wanted to put into my daughter's library. And I found some wonderful books about diversity and bullying and things that, you know, you really want to instill in your children at a young age. And I started thinking about, how to inspire her to think about what interests she would want to have as she starts, you know, to get older. And I found some really wonderful books that focused on very specific careers. Iggy Peck Architect is a wonderful example. But I couldn't really find anything that really showed the wide breadth of career choices that you have when you graduate. And, you know, I come from a family where my mom is a dental hygienist, but she would really love to be a photographer. And my dad sells insurance, but he would really love to build houses. So I've seen up close and personal, like, what it means to love the job that you do. And so I want for her so badly to find something that she can, you know, throw herself into and that she loves, which I know you can relate to. And so when I found myself unemployed late in my pregnancy, I decided, you know, if not now, when? So I, you know, brought this book to life for her and hopefully for other children as well who are looking to be inspired and learn about all of the different possibilities that the world holds for them.
You know, I think it's a wonderful idea because you're right. I mean, there's just, I remember when I was looking for what I love to do back in my 20s, you know, while I was working, I would go to the bookstores and I'd see these books about how to do what you love for a living and work with passion and all these other things like that. And, you know, the idea of loving what you do is just so cool. And it took me a while to figure out what I would love to do, and there's still, you know, as creative people, there's always usually more than one thing that they do. But I think that the idea of going through these different stories and seeing what people decided to do and how, I am assuming that it tells how they did it as well, right?
Exactly, yep. And so, yeah, each story opens with a very simplified explanation of what the person, what that job means. So an example is, like, I actually have an economist in the book. Well, I'm certain that most elementary school children don't know what an economist is. So I, you know, try to really simplify the definition of what each of these different types of careers are. And then I talk about, you know, how this person, how their childhood influenced who they became and, you know, kind of what they did in order to become good and love what they do. And then at the end of each story, I suggest to children, you know, what they can do as an activity to get to know that particular career or develop a new interest or hobby. So I think that part I think is kind of cool for me when I think about my daughter getting older and, you know, sitting around on a rainy Saturday afternoon and getting the, like, Mom, I'm bored. And like, you know what, go grab the book and let's find, you know, an activity that we can do and learn about a different possible career choice or possible interest that you might have.
You know, that brings me to, reminds me of another book I read back during when I was looking for what I'd love to do. It's called Wishcraft by Barbara Sher. And she talked about in there about having an environment that creates winners, and that environment that creates winners, part of it was, did you grow up in a family where you were told you could do anything you wanted to and you'd have help finding out what that was, and that you'd be loved no matter what you decided to do and that sort of thing? And so it seems like your book is going to help parents do that for their children, realize that there's like, oh, look at all these different things you could possibly do, which would be really cool. So
yeah, I think nothing would bring me greater joy than to get that feedback that families were using it as a way to, you know, cultivate things to do together. I've been watching, you know, people have been tagging me on Instagram, and there was a family that got my book, and they were reading about the gentleman in here who does landscaping for a living, and he has a show called Insane Pools and builds these amazing outdoor structures. And so they actually got out clay and Play-Doh and made their own cool backyard scene as a result of reading the story. So I thought, you know, the more examples like that I see, it brings me so much joy, because really at the end of the day, this to me is more than just, you know, a book to read and then put back on the shelf. It's a living and breathing thing that can help kids to be inspired and families to do activities together that can really impact their future.
Yes, I totally agree. And it's also going to bring up all sorts of conversations as well about the different types of careers and the pluses and minuses of them and what's involved in doing them, and give them some reality on that, but also just inspire them, I think. So,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it's a really cool idea, this book.
Well, thank you. I spent my career in new product development, so I've, you know, kind of have this like little thing in my brain that's constantly every day going, oh, that should exist. And so it was when I realized that this book was missing from the world, it was this thing that just got implanted in my head. And until I sat down and really started writing it, I couldn't stop thinking about it. And so I know that feeling over the years when I'm onto something, and I had that same feeling with this book. So I'm really pleased to hear that, you know, people do see that it has a place in the world, and that, you know, it can inspire children of many ages to not just, you know, read and learn about new people, but actually go do stuff themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. You know, I could relate so much when you were saying that your daughter inspired you to write it, because my son Xander, when he was a baby, I started getting this incredible desire to write a book, and I'd never written a book. I didn't even really like my English classes. You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah,
how is this ever going to work? You know, but yeah, I mean, at first I was wanting to write a novel. Then I thought, no, you know, I think they say to write about what you know first. So I was going to write a book about color, because I love color, and I've been working with my husband in his graphic design and photography business, and color is one of the things that I really love about that. And then our son, though, when I started taking a writing class, which helped me get over the fear of doing it, and this wonderful woman named Leslie Keenan, who was in teaching the writing class. Anyway, I came back after the first class, though, and he said, but Mom, I thought you were writing a book that was for me, too. And that inspired me. I thought, you know, he was around almost 12 at the time, and I remember thinking, you know, I'd really like to write a book for him and for all the kids and adults in the world about how to love your life, you know. And so, you know, I can totally relate to why that could happen. And put in the slideshow of you with your little baby girl. She's so precious. So, yeah.
We like her. I'm curious to hear from you. I've been, you know, kind of thinking a lot about this topic and doing some research around it. The kind of idea of loving what you do and living your music. I, you know, some of the research that I found shows that like half of Americans actually regret the either college major that they chose or the direction that their or the career that they chose. Have you done, much talking to people or thinking about or asking questions about, how satisfied most Americans are with the jobs that they chose? I'm assuming because, this exists, that your show exists, that there's a lot of people that don't feel like they ended up where they were supposed to be.
I think that, unfortunately, that's really true, and I think that it's a really sad thing. And even when my son was going to college, we had encouraged him to follow his heart and to do what he loved, and he majored in film production because he really loved that, and he's been working in film production down in Hollywood for since he graduated in 2012. But, he had so many friends that were going there that didn't know what they were doing, and they're spending all this money on college, and they don't even know what they want to do. And you're right. I mean, it just makes me so sad, the whole idea of people doing what someone else tells them they, quote, should do or what's practical, even though they hate it, and then they don't want to do it, and then they're not happy. And, happiness is so important. My mom always said that was what she wanted most for all of us, was for us to be happy. I'm the first of five kids, and we all grew up being happy and feeling loved, and knowing that she'd love us no matter what we chose to do for a living. She didn't care what it was as long as we were happy with what we had to do. And I think, unfortunately, I see too many people, though, who have parents who just want them to be practical or to do what they did or tell them what they can't do. And so, hopefully your book can help inspire both the parents and the kids to see that there's a lot of different options out there.
Well, that was one of the objectives I had when writing this, was, making it pleasant for parents to read as well. Because I think, when you read through the stories, I think there's things that adults would enjoy learning about, especially because there's a lot of people in here that you would probably recognize. When I think, I have some older nieces and nephews, and when I think to the bedtimes that I do with them, I'm keen to grab the book off of their shelf that is most fun for me to read. Like, I love Rebel Girls, which is, one of the books that inspired this one. And so when it's my time to do when I would do bedtime with them, I would grab Rebel Girls because it's the book that I want to read. And so my hope is that, this is something that's pleasant for parents. And frankly, if they're reading it together with their kids, that it inspires even just a conversation, sitting in bed at night to say, what do you think about being, being in the medical field? Does that interest you? Just even having those small conversations that can be like, oh, wow, I never realized that might be something you'd be into. Let's go do this thing together to learn more,
Exactly, and to explore different options and to start seeing where their strengths are. And that's the other thing, is to be able to develop your strengths instead of try to shore up your weaknesses. And, luckily, everybody in the world's different. And we're all different, and we all have different strengths. So there's a lot of people that can do this job or that job or whatever job. But, the other thing, too, though, that I think is really important about the whole idea of live your music is it doesn't have to be what you do for a living, and not just what you do for a living, in other words. It can help you be happier in your life, I mean, I can't think it was in Artist Way, Julia Cameron was talking about the fact that people think, oh, I have to quit my day job, and then once I can have my studio and I can do my art full-time, that's when everything's going to work out. But having a different job sometimes helps you have more inspiration for what you're doing, whether it's writing or singing or writing books, creating art, or whatever, photography, like you said, for your mom, that sort of thing. I think it's important to realize that we don't all have to choose just one thing, and that we can only be one thing during our lives, and to continue to listen to our heart, continue to go, ooh, I think I'd like to go this way. when I was 20, if you had told me I was going to write a book and that I was going to have a blog talk radio show called Live Your Music, that I was going to work in my husband's graphic design and photography business and enjoy that, I would not have even believed you. You know, I would have said, oh, no. No, that's impossible. I couldn't do those things. That would be too scary or too hard or whatever, you know. So
the thing,
you know,
that I realized when I was writing this was that, like, every literally 100 out of 100 people in this book all started just normal children, everyday lives. Like, there's no one in here that, you know, started off living with, you know, millionaire parents who handed down the business, or, you know, were starlets in Hollywood already. Like, they're all people born into everyday families and found their way to doing the thing that they love. And that really struck me after writing that, you know, writing this out 100 times, that, like, there's no magic. There's no people who are more special than other people. There's people that just went out and figured out what they loved and then went about the job of actually doing it. I think when you read enough of them in the row, it really strikes you that you don't have to, you know, you aren't born being a super special artist. You become a special artist, you know? I think that was really striking about doing enough of these that really came across to me.
Yeah, unfortunately, in our world, I don't think it's just the United States, but in our world, that so many people put so much value on money and how much you can earn and where you live and what kind of car you drive and that sort of thing. And those aren't the things, though, that make you happy. What makes you happy is choosing a way to live your life that makes you happy. Like, for example, for me, living my music, part of it was being a mom. I really, really, really wanted to be a mom. And one of the hardest things for me was when you went off to college, because all of a sudden my identity as being his mom was like, well, I'm still his mom, but it's not the same, you know. So I think my biggest advice for parents, moms especially, but dads too, is to savor the moments, you know. Boy, you know, every age goes by so quickly, and each year it goes more and more quickly. And so, you know, just create lots of wonderful memories. And luckily you guys are able to take videos because of the iPhones and things like that. Mostly I just have still photographs from when he was young. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, life is meant to be fun. I totally believe that. And I know that it has plenty of things that aren't fun that we have to deal with. But I think it's like, what is that song? I think it was in Mary Poppins. And any job that has to be done, there's can be an element of fun. You know.
Yeah,
so,
there's a wonderful book called Childhood Roots of Adult Happiness. And it's written by a child psychiatrist. And in it, he talks about how, like, one of the key things that lead to adult happiness is having an interest. So whether you translate that interest into a career, whether it's a hobby, but having something that gives you identity, not only one, helps you feel like you have something that's specifically you, but two, by having to develop that talent, it gives kids a certain amount of grit, if you will, that translates into adulthood, where if things don't always go perfectly, or if you try something and fail, because you've developed this talent, you're at a young age realize that you can try something and fail and try again and succeed. And so I think it's an absolutely wonderful book if you ever had a chance to read it, or if anyone listening has a chance to read it. But I think, you know, being a new mom, I think a lot about these things, and especially having written this book where, you know, it means a lot to me in terms of her having the opportunity to be exposed to lots of things and ultimately choosing something that she wants to be good at. And I love this book for kind of reinforcing in me that idea that not only is it something that, you know, I am fascinated by, you know, to see what she does, but I'm actually giving her a gift into her adulthood that increases the chances of her being happy.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And there we are back to, you know, it's so important to be happy. You know, you got to find what you enjoy doing, and you're right. I mean, and that when you were talking about failure and making mistakes, I mean, you know, it took me a long time in my life to realize that mistakes are just part of learning, and that, you know, to focus on what I learned and what I want to remember to do the next time. I used to feel so badly every time I'd make a mistake. I was thinking about the mistake. Oh, no, I did this, I did that, I feel horrible. And then I'd end up making the mistake again because that's what I was thinking about, was what I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that's one of the lessons that was really important that I wrote about in my book, was teaching Xander that mistakes are part of learning. And even when he's a little guy, I remember him going, oh, look, Mommy, they're learning. They made a mistake. So, you know, but it's true. And now as an adult, he says that mistakes are like stepping stones to success, you know. So,
yeah. Well, one of the things that I read a lot as I read all of these different autobiographies and things to prepare this book is, you know, one of the things that I heard frequently was that people felt that as children we're not afraid to fail in the same way we are as adults. And I think a lot of the people that found extreme success and happiness in the career that they followed was because they managed to kind of hold on to that childish lack of fear. That the older we get, the more we somehow care about what people think. And I do feel like there's a point where that turns again, where we get older again and we're like, I don't care at all what anyone thinks. But I do think like the more we get away from our childhood and get older, even just writing this book, it occurred to me once it really was out there in the world that, you know, people actually had to read this. This wasn't just a project that I was, you know, doing as, you know, Ronnie was down for a nap or, you know, just to keep me sane. Like once it hit shelves, I was like, wow, like people are actually going to read this. Did I make a huge mistake? And so there is something that gets programmed into us that the more we grow to think, you know, to care so much what other people think and see it as failures instead of seeing it as learning opportunities or stepping stones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. You know, we only got 7 minutes left. I just, I'm curious, what age group are you aiming this book for? You know, so as far as the children starting to read it themselves or parents reading the book to them?
Yeah, my goal, so I have a niece who is in third grade and another one in second grade. So I kind of wrote it as though I was writing it to them. And mm-hmm. then as I think for that age group, it makes a great bedtime story. So, you know, kind of sitting alongside them and reading it together. And then I think, you know, but probably fifth and sixth grade can read it on their own. And I hope to have in the next month or so a teacher's guide to go along with it so I can start, you know, trying to bring it into the classroom. Because I think, you know, a lot of schools do the wax museums and things like that, that I think would be great for kids to be able to learn about some of these people as part of a curriculum. So I'm kind of working on that. But I think for the, you know, late elementary school age is when they can, I think, really start to appreciate the correlation between the people and then the interests that they have outside of the classroom.
I think that's awesome. I think the idea of having it being incorporated into schools and teaching would be so great because, I mean, Xander, because I had been so interested in doing what I love for a living, he grew up hearing about that, and we inspired him in that direction, but not everybody does get that. And if it could be part of what they learn, then think about all the kids that would choose college classes they actually enjoyed and maybe actually use the education to do what they wanted to do instead of do something that's practical, you know, or do something that they hate just because somebody else is paying for the college and said, well, this is what you're going
right.
to study. You know, but if they start out really young, realizing that there are so many different options and seeing what some of the cool things are about the different jobs and how those people started and continued in it, I think that's really valuable.
Yeah, it's interesting to me now that I, I'm on the other side of this book and talking to my nieces and nephews, and it's fascinating to me how much they love the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And between the ages of kindergarten and fifth grade, that can change every year. Heck, it can change every couple months, right? So, that age group, you think about them as being so far away from high school graduation, but it's really in kindergarten you start getting asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? And, what I hope is that kids can start at a younger age being exposed to things beyond either what their parents do or teachers or ballerinas. And there's nothing wrong with being a ballerina, but the reality is that, lots of people don't grow up to be ballerinas, right? So I hope that, in that elementary age, that kids can start being exposed to things in the sciences and in the arts that can be practical jobs to grow up and be. In fact, what I love about what you're doing is that I think a lot of, at least like in my upbringing, like arts aren't something that you're taught you can do when you grow up. Like it's something that you can do as a hobby, or it's something that you can do, as a class to bring out your creativity. But like, you can't just go be an artist. And so I really wanted, it was important to me to have a section. In fact, I have multiple sections in here about how, if you do feel like you're a creative type, there are definitely careers that you can go do that are practical for lots of people and not just, 1% of people.
Right. Wow, we've only got about 3 minutes left. And, one of the things that we didn't talk about is you had said time is a currency just like money. And that about how you choose what you spend your money and time on. I'd like you just to talk about that briefly, and then I guess we'll have to say bye to everybody. But I think...
Sure. So, one of the things that I feel a lot of stress about, and I only have a 9-month-old right now, is how do I possibly introduce her to all of the things that can inspire her to be who she's going to become? I mean, geez, if we just did one thing a weekend out of this book, that would take us 2 years to finish. And there's things like piano lessons or art classes or science, fairs that you can participate in, so many things that kids can do.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, as a parent, how you choose to spend your child's time in developing interests and who they become is almost, in my opinion, more important than the money that you spend. So, trying to find ways to figure out what are those things that your child can become interested in, and then really helping them focus in on that and, lean in together and show them that you support whatever it is that they're interested in. So hopefully this provides a tool for people to begin figuring those interests out, so that you don't have to do 100 different activities. Who wants their kid in a different activity every night anyways? I do think that, figuring out how to best use your kid's time in the little time that you have together and cultivate those interests before, so that as they grow up, one of the gifts I hope to send Ronnie out into the world with my daughter is the gift of knowing what she's interested in and being able to take that with her.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, wow. I hope everyone out there listening shares this with their family and friends and all the parents that they know. And just, I like the idea of getting it out there in the schools. So everyone, listen to the show, share it with your family and friends, and get Holly's book, Dream It and Do It. Holly, thank you so much.
This is wonderful. Yes. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for living your music in all the ways you're doing it, including being a mom and and the author of this book, and who knows where it's going to go. It's going to be fun to watch and see what happens. All right.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed being part of your show and listening to your other episodes as well.
Oh, thank you. I'm really glad that Allie told me about you and asked me if I'd have you on the show. So, everyone out there, follow your heart and live your music. Enjoy your life. And let's all be happy and spread happiness. We need a lot of that in the world. So let's do it now. Bye for now, Holly. Bye for now, everyone. Live your music.